Audio Bookshelf presents The Fifth of March by Anne Rinaldi, read by Melissa Hughes. Chapter 1, 1768. In the terrible hot days of that June, Jane and I went to see the lion they had on board the sloop Phoenix at Long Wharf. We took Nab with us. She was almost three, and that morning I dressed her all in white, with a blue ribbon tied around the waist of her ruffled skirts.
"See, Ion,"
Nab kept saying, as she clutched my hand with her little one. She couldn't say the letter L yet. She could say a lot of things, however, and was especially fond of nursery rhymes. She tripped along between us, chatting constantly. "She's such a serious little baggage," I told Jane.
"We women have to be serious," Jane said. "Some day soon we're going to have as much say in matters as men. So we must practice."
Jane said things like that all the time, though she was the least serious person I'd met since coming to Boston in April. Jane loved good times. I'd met her in the fresh fruit stall in Faneuil Hall a week after we arrived. We got to talking about the price of lemons, and in the first 5 minutes I found out she was maid servant to Sarah Wellsteed, who was sister to the Chief Justice of Massachusetts Bay Colony, Thomas Hutchinson. Jane was 17 and proud of her position.